welcome to our first episode of Mobile Matters Podcast, powered by the Mobile Chamber. We'll dive deeper into important topics that make a significant impact on Mobile's Alabama most thriving business community. I'm your host, Bradley Byrne, the CEO and president of the Mobile Chamber. Today, you are in for a treat. We're going to cover everything from a new hotel coming to the waterfront to the most recent crime stats, which are good, and money gone. I'm eager to introduce today's guest, our first guest on these podcasts, Mayor Sandy Stimson, who just happens to be on the front page of Business Alabama. So picked a good thing to bring in, Mayor. So good to have you.
Thank you, Bradley. I appreciate it. It's great to be here. As I recently remarked about it being a golden era, City Mobile, are you ready to take a victory lap? And I told him, absolutely not. I don't know if this is the golden era. But there's more going on in our city than any time during my 71 years of living here.
Well, I can beat that. I talked to Blackshear Whitespine, our local real estate developer, who's 97. He told me it has never been better. So I'll take that.
Well, you know, it's a team effort, and we're just fortunate. And it's like any sports team, when you have momentum on your side, which we have momentum right now, you've got to score points.
There you go.
And that's what it's about.
Well, speaking of scoring points here in January, where he scored a couple of points, had a great article in Forbes magazine this month that says that our port is the second fastest growing port in the country. Now, not the fastest growing container port, the second fastest growing port of all kinds, airports, seaports, ports of entry on the border. Our port is on fire.
Amazing. And if you back up, which I think you have to do, is look at the investment that has been made over the years. If you probably have to back up, I'll just say the last 10 or 15 years. But the future investment that we will have, it looks like it's going to continue to grow like that. And we were a little late to the game on container port business, but we have been, you know, the fastest growing container port in the last several years. And it all has to do with the infrastructure. And really the business relationships. COVID helped us because of the ports being blocked out on the East Coast and the West Coast. People had always kind of maybe thought about, you know, the Port of Mobile. But then they realized they had to do something different than an East Coast option or the West Coast option. And they realized the benefits that we have shipping into the city of Mobile because of the infrastructure that already exists. Because it's not just the port, the deepening and widening, which we all know happened in a couple of years. But it's the five Class One railroads. It's the two interstates. It's two airports. Yeah. I mean, it's our time.
It's not just the port. We've got some other good mentions this month in Wall Street Journal. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah. So, you know, there's been so much focus over the years, the decades really, about Silicon Valley and all the job growth of tech happening there. But what people have realized is it's so expensive in Silicon Valley. And the quality of life, you know, when you have expenses that these young budding entrepreneurs can't afford, they start looking elsewhere. And so in this Wall Street Journal article, we were mentioned as business growth, business license applications in the city of Mobile, specifically the city of Mobile, was up 127%.
127%. That's just remarkable. Yeah. And you think about it, there was already a fairly good growth going on before that. So for it to increase that much in 1 year, remarkable. That's, you know, there have been remarkable things happening here for several years. I mean, last year, 2023, was remarkable for a lot of things. I mean, the city's finances were great. We had a very successful annexation vote that makes the second largest city in the state. I love to tell my friends from Birmingham, we're bigger than Birmingham. And, you know, a lot of major projects coming on, moving the airport, starting the construction on the bridge over Mobile Bay, and the deep and wide of the ship channel, as you mentioned. It's just great stuff going on. But last month in December, you just made a really important announcement about a new hotel waterfront. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so, you know, we've always realized that you talk about a chicken and an egg. Sometimes this has to happen before that has to happen. But at the end of the day, people that are moving businesses here, whether it's the hotel business or something else, they want to feel good about the business climate and what the opportunity for growth is. Because if they don't have the opportunity for growth and to make money, you know, this is just probably not going to happen. You know, they'll invest elsewhere. But so the Kessler Group decided that they, after really probably 18 months of due diligence, realized that there's an opportunity to put a class one hotel, a boutique hotel, at the north end of our convention center, right on the river. It's spectacular. The rendering is just absolutely spectacular. But what it does is it's going to connect entertainment district, to the water, and the water to the entertainment district. And it's also going to be probably the highest class hotel that we have. And so it will fit into what I think tourists and conventions are looking for. From a convention standpoint, the people that are the leadership in these organizations that choose your city, they would like to have a small boutique hotel where the leadership can go stay, maybe not at the big hotel. Okay. And so this fits that little niche there. But from a tourist standpoint, there's so many people coming through Mobile, going to the beaches, and if there is something really special to stop for, which this hotel will be, Riverwalk Plaza, it'll be amazing. So anyway, we're really excited. Probably won't have groundbreaking to 2025, but it's already created more conversation about changing the image of the city of Mobile. I love to tell the story that, and you know this, Bradley, for years, Mike Dow was selling that string of pearls. It was all about the string of pearls and how it's tying it all together for downtown Mobile. And I made the comment, well, any lady that has a string of pearls would love to have a really nice diamond to go with it. And so the Riverwalk Plaza is going to be the diamond that we've been looking for.
Yeah, and you mentioned for tourists, I think it's a pretty good thing for people in Mobile too. People like me will get to enjoy just going there, being in a structure like that. Hopefully they'll have some nice restaurants.
But it's got three restaurants, a rooftop bar, and not only is it a hotel, but it's going to be office space and the condominiums.
Correct.
So probably saving a condominium on the roof for you.
Thank you. I'm happy to get a second job.
Maybe we'll share.
We can share. Sure.
That's right. Okay.
So we also had a great year last year in jobs. We announced over 2,000 new jobs. A lot of that has to do with the way that we work together. So tell everybody about what Team Mobile is.
So Team Mobile, really started way before I was the mayor. I mean, it was the concept we were going to take all the stakeholders, the city, the county, it's going to be the airport, the port, the University of South Alabama. Probably left someone else. I hope I left someone out. I hope I didn't. But anyway, they were going to meet on a regular basis to discuss the opportunities to try to make sure that they weren't all operating in their single silos. And they did a magnificent job. And when I look back on it, I think that the Chamber of Commerce, the leadership of Wynn Hallett, had so much to do with establishing the foundation for Team Mobile and the things that they did, because it was really Team Mobile along with the Team Alabama, that landed Airbus. They landed TK, so they have a real history of successes. And so now we are benefiting from the fruits of that. And I like to make the comment that when Team Mobile, when I was elected the mayor, the previous mayor, even though it was a nonpartisan election, people realized that he was a Democrat and I was a Republican. It's just dawned on me when I was elected, it didn't matter what I was. I was representing the city of Mobile. I was representing everybody. And I think that's why when you kind of become part of T-Mobile, you put a lot of the partisan thoughts that you may have apart and recognize, now I have this responsibility to be a team player to move this city forward, and that's why we've been successful.
People remark from out of town about how things are going so well up here, and they say, yeah, we're a 30-year overnight sensation because we've been working there. And I'm glad you brought up Wynn Hallett's name. Wynn was, for those of you that don't know, Wynn was the president and CEO of the chamber for 20 years, maybe more than that.
Actually, a little more, but at least 20.
Yeah. And he was at the heart of so much of this. And I can tell you, as I travel around the country, meet other people, their chamber execs in other places, they all know Wynn. They all ask about it. So we were blessed to have him. So enough about 2023. What do you see coming forward for 2024?
So I think it's going to be a banner year, Bradley, with the job announcements and the things that are in the queue. Other conversations that are going on about projects that can't be publicly discussed at this point in time. It's just kind of an endless opportunity. And I think that that challenge is really trying to keep all the balls in there without them hitting us in the head or without us dropping a ball. And that takes a lot of coordination. And you can sell, 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 but now we've got to deliver, deliver, deliver. And I think that's what you're going to be seeing in the next really couple of years. And that's really the difficult part, is to make sure that you do projects, you know, on time, on budget, especially today with the supply chain issues. On time is a real challenge, and because of inflation, you know, on cost is a bigger challenge. So we've got to work through all of that, and so you just got to figure out how you navigate it. But I think it's going to be a robust year.
Great. On that note, let's take a little bit of time for a sponsor break. But when we come back, we're going to take a look at a few accomplishments from Mobile. Our new stand is the second largest city in state. These great new stats on crime, and we got to talk about Mardi Gras. So when we come back, we'll be able to get in on it.
The Mobile Chamber is proud to introduce thebusinessview.com, our newest tool to share Mobile's business news. Dive into community updates, success stories, and company spotlights, all brought to you by the vibrant Mobile business community. On thebusinessview.com, we'll applaud local achievements and keep you in the know. Thebusinessview.com, where Mobile's success stories come alive.
We're back on the Mobile Matters podcast with Mobile Mayor Sandy Simpson. Talk to me about logistics.
Well, I made some comments about the infrastructure, being able to get the containers and the product away from the port to the port. Now, specifically, we didn't mention some of the logistics center, like the South Alabama Logistics Park, which is Burton Property Group that did that. Huge investment. And so that's going to be a game changer. But you've got to have those type of investments for the port to really be able to be maximized.
We're very lucky to have Philip Burton.
Yeah.
He's really put his heart and soul in it. He also helped put his heart and soul in that new hotel down the
road. Yeah, and I forgot to say that. So, but absolutely. And then for Philip, I'm not sure if he could have convinced Laura Kessler to stay around for a while and really do her due diligence. So thanks to both Laura and
enough. Yeah. Great, great members in the chamber. Okay. Annexation. How cool is that?
That's really cool. I didn't realize how many people didn't think it could really happen until after it was over. And they confided in me. They thought, we thought you were crazy. And I said, well, maybe I was. But we had a team that identified how it could be done. And really, we haven't done anything in the last 10 years that we put more energy and effort into than trying to make that happen because of what it would mean to the city of Mobile. And I think it'll be the game changer going forward. Because of opportunities that will come from having those individuals as citizens of the city of Mobile. I mean, I think that's different than being somebody that just lives around the Mobile area. And these are people that can participate, run for public office, bring their heart, their soul, their passion, their knowledge to the table. And so it's one of the, I think, the biggest things that we've been able to accomplish so far.
Well, one game you've already changed is crime. We've got some great news on the statistics about crime in Mobile. Tell us.
Yep. So if you look across the nation, 2021, post-COVID, was the high water mark for crime everywhere, even in Mobile. And it's because we let so many people out of jail that should never have been let out of jail. But that happened. And so if you look from 21 to 22, look at the crime stats there, we were down 20% in homicides. Okay, we were down 10% in just overall violent crime, again, from 21 to 22. From 22 to 23, we're down another 20% in homicides and another 10% in violent crime. So when you look at that trend, I mean, it's getting back to where we know that we need to be. I continually say that, that if you don't have a safe city, eventually you won't even have a city. You can look around the nation at these. Well, there's so much violence now. But in our situation, we recognize it's not just policing. It's a community effort. And policing is a huge part of that. So we're always trying to encourage various groups to help us, help them, help each other so that we can reduce crime. But we've had a lot of conversations about the education system. It's the church, it's the family, but we're trying to keep all of those balls in there all the time, looking for new ideas so that we can reduce fat. Well, you're doing a great job, and we all see it and appreciate it. Okay, we think we just finished Christmas, and here we are with Mardi Gras right on top of us. I know that there's a lot of work the city does about that, but we're prepared for Mardi Gras this year, aren't we?
Absolutely. We have a lot of construction going on, if you hadn't noticed it.
Yeah.
But even with that, we're ready. We have, last year, I think we stood up the Mardi Gras dashboard, which has a lot of up-to-date, I mean, instantaneous information about where to park and different things that maybe changes that that people want to know. They're driving downtown. They don't remember this. Don't go to the Mardi Gras dashboard on our website, and you'll be able to get the most up-to-date information. But I'd say, since you brought up Mardi Gras, I think it's just amazing what our public safety intermediaries do. It's fire and police. Amazing job. And these guys are working. They're really stretched.
Yeah.
By the time Mardi Gras day is here, you know, they're running on fumes.
They got being worn out.
Yeah. And the public works guys and the
same, yeah.
They've come showcase themselves where people hang around after the parade. They want to see it cleaned up. And when you get somebody from another city that's never seen that, they are just absolutely amazed. So how in the world did y'all make that happen? Well, sorry, I didn't make that happen. But what has happened is they have taken so much pride in what they're doing, and they recognize now that people appreciate it and they're watching. So they kind of put on a show about cleaning up.
They put on a really good show.
And they'll wet you with water if you're not careful.
I've seen that. Mayor, thank you for joining us, our first podcast. Great things are happening in Mobile, and we're glad that the Chamber can be a part of that. Before we go, I do want to tell our listeners about a new project for the Mobile Chamber, thebusinessdude.com. There's so many positive stories coming from our Mobile community, and this is the place we can shout those from the rooftop. On this Business News website, we are celebrating our region's successes and keeping the community well-informed and connected. You'll find the Mobile Matters podcast there, as well as a link to our community calendar. That's thebusinessview.com. Well, from the heart of the Mobile business community, this is the Mobile Matters podcast, powered by the Mobile Chamber, and joined today by Mayor Sandy Stinson.
Can I say one closing?
I'm not going to tell you not to.
Okay. So, as a previous chairman of the Chamber, I would encourage anybody, everybody, to be a member of the Chamber. I mean, they have done a remarkable job over the last 30-plus years. And with the momentum we have and the things that they're involved in, and specifically workforce development and job creation, I mean, they're on it. So if you want to be a part of it and you don't know how to participate, join the Chamber.
Wow, I couldn't have said any better myself. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for joining us on this podcast.